This is Randall Harp of Active Christian Media with today's devotion. In Deuteronomy chapters 27 through 30, the Lord through Moshe prepared the people for entering the Promised Land by rehearsing the blessings that awaited them if they followed God's commandments and the curses that they would suffer if they did not obey. Without an understanding of such passages nor their author, skeptics and atheists are quick to denounce the Old Testament God as a maniacal egotist that demands strict obedience for purely selfish reasons. Yet a careful reading of both the Old and New Testaments reveals the heart of a loving father who is concerned for his children's welfare. How many earthly parents acquaint their children with fire by telling them only of its benefits? I think that it's safe to assume that before loving parents teach a child to cook, they tell them, "No, don't touch, hot." I'm pretty sure that in my lifetime, I have received far more instruction on fire dangers and fire safety than in its constructive uses. Similarly, Yeshua had more to say about hell and judgment than about the blessings of heaven. I don't think that's because we mortals are more motivated by fear of punishment than by hope of benefits, but because, although the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. It's no wonder that the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 7, "For what good I desire, I do not do, but the evil I do not desire, this I do." The writer of Hebrews admonishes us to lay aside the sin that so easily besets us. While we inhabit these mortal bodies, temptation to do what is ultimately not good for us is ever present. It's good to keep in mind the consequences, both temporal and eternal, for our actions before we go down those roads. Even amidst the stern admonitions of Deuteronomy, the hope of redemption and restoration for repentance is present. The Lord mentions only one type of individual whose name will be blotted out from under the heavens, the one who, when he hears the words of this curse, that he should bless himself in his heart, saying, "I shall have peace even though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart." That is, the one who utterly dismisses the words of God, presumptuously absolving himself or herself from accountability. Conversely, Yeshua declared that the one saying, "God be merciful to me, the sinner," went away justified. How fitting that the rehearsal of blessings and curses in Deuteronomy concludes with these words, "I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore, choose life that you may live, to love the Lord your God, to listen to his voice, and to cleave to him, for he is your life." Now, go honor your king.